Prog Watch, music that tells a story, with your friend and host, Big Tony Rausick, a.k.a. Prog Squatch.
Welcome back to Prog Watch, my friends. I am Big Tony, your host, and guess what? It's that time of year again. What time, you might ask? The time when we do one of our semi-annual collaborations with some of the brilliant reviewers at The Progressive Aspect to bring you the Prog Watch / TPA Best of 2018 So Far program. Before I get things rolling, I must express special thanks to our man, the Doctor, Rob Fisher, who coordinates these collaborations. Also, thanks to all of the contributors, Mel Allen, Tony Colville, Rob Fisher, Bob Mulvey, Roger Trenwith, Leo Trimming, and John Wenlock Smith. Each of these fine gentlemen provided a short list of their favorite albums of 2018 and a few words about each album. I have selected one from each list, one honorable mention since it made the lists of three separate reviewers, and one of my own picks. At the end of the program, I'll give you a rundown of all the albums which were nominated but did not appear in this program. So without further ado, let's begin. We'll start with Mel Allen because his last name begins with the letter A and continue on in alphabetical order based on the reviewer's last name. So our friend Mel Allen has selected the album Letters to Morrow by the German band Frequency Drift. From that album, I'm playing a song called Underground.
To nothingness in front of washing powder perfume, skid behind your ears. Now you're just a face on a train.
Again, that was Underground by Frequency Drift, from their album Letters to Morrow. Now let's hear what Mel has to say about the album. Quote, "The band has released another excellent album that is compelling, imaginative, and multi-layered, the music being both cinematic and almost ambient at times, yet still retaining those unsettling moments the band can do so well." End quote. Next up is Tony Colville. Tony has selected the album Fear, as in 1, 2, 3, Fear. V-I-E-R, by the U.S. band Perfect Beings. The album is made up of 4 longer suites of songs, and since time permits, I will be playing 3 parts of the first suite called Gedra, G-U-E-D-R-A.
All it gets mixed up, mutated, transposition, regenerated, life. Enter the center, the center, the center. And a curl to knob, root to the crown, bottom to top, downs and up. All it gets right, then rotated into a woven jump on a wild blue guy. Enter the center, the center, the center. Sitting on the wing, she had to fly. One to the main, one to the line.
Center, the center, the center. righteous man fall to his knees. A beggar learned how to plant seeds, and a preacher realized his disease, seeking balance, precision, illumination. As you dance to your beauty with a burning violin.
That was three of four parts of the suite of songs called Gedra by Perfect Beings, which comes from their album Fear. What we heard was part one, A New Pyramid, part two, The Blue Lake of Understanding, and part three, Patience. Now let's hear what Tony Colville has to say about the album. I thought when they split that was the end and mourned, but the band have returned. Some new personnel, stronger and different. This is the album Yes may have produced had they taken their jazz chops further. An excellent and challenging album for PB, Perfect Beings, but well worth the time and effort, end quote. Which brings us now to our old friend, the Doctor, Rob Fisher. Rob has chosen the album Ship by the Japanese band Yuka and Chrono Ship. So let's listen to a tune called Old Ship on the Grass. That was Old Ship on the Grass by Yuka and Chronoship from their new album called Ship. So what does Rob have to say about the album? Quote, "The return of the epic, fiercely intelligent keyboard-driven compositions, weaving mythical narratives with heavily textured soundscapes that express spellbinding technical virtuosity and sumptuous musical creativity in equal measure. Mesmerizing." End quote.
Don't go anywhere. Prog Watch will be right back.
Our next selection comes from Bob Mulvey. Bob was pretty adamant about his selection, The Outsider, News from Nowhere, by UK composer and multi-instrumentalist Neil Campbell. From the album, I will be playing the opening track, A Morning Bath / The Bridge. We'll be right back. Again, that was A Morning Bath and The Bridge, the opening piece from The Outsider, News from Nowhere, the new album by Neil Campbell. Here's what Bob has to say about the album. Quote, Neil Campbell's The Outsider is a slight departure for Neil, in that this latest release is his first concept album and based on William Morris's 19th century utopian socialist novel, News from Nowhere. Next, we're moving on with Roger Trenwith. Roger has suggested the album Vortex by the Swiss band Sonar. American guitarist, composer, and producer David Torn produced the album and guested on it, so the album is credited to Sonar with David Torn. Anyway, let's listen to a track called Part 44.
Thank you.
Part 44 by Sonar with David Torn from the album Vortex. Now let's hear from Roger. Quote, "The world, well, my world anyway, was waiting for this fabulous marriage made in a particle accelerator." End quote. Moving on, we now have a suggestion from Leo Trimming. Leo likes the new album called The Age of Insanity by the C Live Collective, that's C:Live Collective. This new project is headed by Clive Mitten of 12th Night and has contributions from the late Jeff Mann and other notable musicians, but I'll let Leo tell you more later. For now, let's listen to a track called The Fifth Estate, Part 1, The Dictator Speaks.
In upstairs rooms, the meals are eaten, the car's in the garage, ready to go, go. Disco baby shed no tears. Light overhead, shaking meat, meat, oh, oh, weekend, ha, ha, party, moo, moo, sacred cow. The White House some days on the low. Well-kept pedigree, snap over bones, surplus requirement, appetite angel.
Reports flop into the in-trays. In-trays. Meanwhile, below, endless reports flop into the in-trays.
She stares out of her window. Her will is still in bed. She has no memory of herself, for care has drained her hair. The poster on the billboard says she should paint her lips like the smiles on the TV people.
Processes of an individual can be permanently limited to the point of strict conformity to an outside source of thought, the said individual need no longer be considered as such. The enforcement of order becomes possible for anybody with enough power to control what is predicted.
Mary.
chorus says,
"It's so quiet no more."
And the chorus is,
"P.S. they don't know different ways."
Yeah.
Again, that was The Fifth Estate, Part 1, The Dictator Speaks by the Sea Live Collective, featured on their debut album, The Age of Insanity. Now let's hear what Leo has to say about the album. Quote, "The main man behind the Sea Live Collective is Clive Mitten from the notable progressive rock band of the 1980s, Twelfth Night. This is a fascinating debut album from this new band, featuring Fudge Smith, previously of Pendragon, on drums, the multi-talented Mark Spencer, previously of Twelfth Night, and now with Alan Reed and the Daughters of Expediency, on guitar and vocals, and Stephen Bennett on piano and keyboards. This album announces this band as a bold, imaginative, and truly progressive act. The three instrumental sections of The Fifth Estate meld together all sorts of styles, including orchestral sounds, trance dance rhythms, jazz-inflected sections, and rock. This is complex music with a mixture of styles. Truly progressive and challenging, and definitely more artistically daring, particularly their modern, pulsating, and intensive take on the classic Twelfth Night song, We Are Sane. Spencer's vocals are sinister, dramatic, and impassioned. Mitten atmospherically orchestrates the eerie opening with effective but restrained sound effects and adding thundering bass with Fudge Smith pounding along. Filled with anger and feeling in a post-Trump / post-Grenfell world, it's hardly surprising." End quote.
Hi, this is John Launch of the Moody Blues, and you're listening to Prog Watch.
Next is a suggestion from John Wenlock Smith. John likes the new album called The Euphoric by Kevin Feezy, Matt Stevens, Steve Cleeton, and Stuart Marshall, also known as the UK outfit The Fierce and the Dead. Let's listen now to a song called Verbose. Verbose by The Fierce and the Dead from their new album, The Euphoric. Here's what John had to say. Because good prog comes in many forms, and this great album reflects that brilliantly, both respecting the past, but also bravely breaking new ground and sounds. End quote. Because we had enough time, I also selected an honorable mention because it showed up on three separate lists. That album was The Tide by UK band Riversea, which features the duo of Mark Atkinson and Brendan Irie. Let's listen now to a song from this album called Uprising.
Restless soul.
Once again, that was Uprising by Riversea from their new album, The Tide. Here's what Rob Fisher had to say about the album. A beautifully rich and resonant album, filled with poignant lyrics and emotionally creative music. It speaks to the passing of time, the absence of familiar presences, and the ever-flowing tides of life on which we are all carried. Haunting, powerful, and moving. End quote. Finally, again, because time permitted, I chose one of my own from the list of albums suggested by our fine friends from the Progressive Aspect. That album is called Capture Light by UK composer and multi-instrumentalist John Holden. John enlisted some great guests on the album, and right now I'm going to play a song called Tears from the Sun, which features Joe Payne, formerly with the Enid, on vocals.
Stories yet to be told. as we march for the cities of gold, tears from the sun.
Conquistador, Santa Maria, people kneel in our domain. Replace your gods now with the true one. In golden cities, ghosts remain. Pray for the ones that you're leaving behind, for the treasures you're hoping to find.
Steering by you.
Tears from the Sun by John Holden from his debut album called Capture Light. Now let's hear what Leo Trimming said of the album. This is a flowing, melodic, and diverse debut album. The range and pedigree of the artists Holden persuaded to collaborate with him reveals the musical influences that permeate this album. There are definite echoes of Yes, Big Big Train, Steve Hackett, Mystery, and Tiger Moth Tales, amongst others. But Holden has also managed to produce an album with its own distinctive flavor and feel. This remarkable debut album is definitely worth exploring, and its origins are also rather inspiring. Of course, not everyone has an album inside them, as they may lack the musical ability so evident in John Holden. But maybe we should all consider what may be locked inside us that could be expressed in some way. End quote. And that brings us to the end of this Prog Watch and Progressive Aspect collaboration on the best of 2018 so far. Again, thanks to all of the contributors, Mel Allen, Tony Colville, Rob Fisher, Bob Mulvey, Roger Trenwith, Leo Trimming, and John Wenlock Smith. And especially to Rob Fisher for helping coordinate the whole thing. As promised, here's a rundown of all the albums which were suggested but not represented in the program. Midas Fall, Evaporate, Malady, or Malady, Toysen Toysta, Agusa, self-titled, Plenty, It Could Be Home, Weendo, Time of Awakening, Dave Kirshner, Static, Shan, Confessions, Mother Tongue, Where the Moonlight Snows, My Indigo, self-titled, Subsignal, La Muerta, Arena, Double Vision, Riley Walker, Deaf Man Glance, Doppeltganger, Limbo Head, Weed Pecker, 3 as in the Roman numeral, Galahad, Seas of Change, Gazpacho, Soyuz, The Aaron Clift Experiment, If All Goes Wrong, and Fernando Perdomo, Out to Sea. That's it. Until next time, be good to each other, and prog on, my brothers and sisters.